And we're back. Couch Company Podcast. I'm John. With me as always, Tyler.
They just say with me as Elvis.
Yeah, maybe. Elvis. Is he still alive? He might be.
I think so.
It's like Elvis, Disney. Those are the two front runners, right? Still being alive.
Yeah, maybe like Hugh Hefner.
Hugh Hefner? Nah, yeah. He's not alive.
You don't think?
I think he fulfilled his quest.
I would say so.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The other two, jury's still out on it.
Yeah. Nah, I feel like they fulfilled their quest.
Maybe.
They had a biopic. Both of them had a biopic made after them within, what, 2 years? How long ago was Tom Hanks Disney? Wait, was Tom Hanks Disney?
Walt Disney? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tom Hanks was Mr. Rogers.
I thought he was Disney as well. I could be wrong there. I don't know.
I have no idea. It sounds like it would be good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anything in Tom Hanks would be good.
I'm sure he's been in something that's not good.
I didn't like the one. Was he like a thief or a murderer or something living under like a basement of a old lady's house? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, not even remotely.
Okay. He dies at the end. That's a spoiler.
It?
He does.
Is that the movie? It?
No. I don't think he's in it.
He's in a sewer grate?
No.
That's not him?
That's not Tom Hanks, no.
Okay.
It could be.
It though, could be.
Technically. I think he's good enough. He could be an it monster.
My favorite like scenario where like Deadpool 2, mm-hmm. when the invisible guy is Brad Pitt.
It's the Tom Hanks?
No, I'm just saying there's like it's like a situation where it's like it could be any act. Like you could get like worst actor of all time because he has zero lines and you don't see him.
Yeah, but the thing is with that specifically, the guy that got like he can do that weird thing with his eye, he has that smile. It's like there's a lot of acting there that like he was just creepy. The guy that they got to play it.
Oh no, yeah. I'm just saying I don't know why I was making that connection. I was more thinking like, oh, it could be Tom Hanks because like you can't tell who it is.
The invisible guy, I got you.
Yeah, so I immediately think of Deadpool 2 where you could have the janitor play that role, pay him nothing. Mm-hmm. But no, you're going to pay $1 million to Brad Pitt because fuck you guys. That's why that movie's so good.
I wonder how much Brad Pitt actually got paid for that.
Probably not a lot.
Probably not. And it was just enough to be like, yeah, that's hilarious. And he literally walks into a green screen and goes,
100%.
And then, okay, thanks. Here's your
$100
check.
He doesn't have a single line.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so fantastic.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I could imagine Brad Pitt being like, like not even a big payday. He's just like, absolutely. That's
Do you amazing. Consider it's part of, like, where's your your line on like monsters in terms of, like, so we're doing a top five today.
Yep.
It's going to be mythical creatures.
Yeah.
I was going to try to find a segue there, but I figure we may as well lead with that. When it comes to things like the It clown.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, werewolf, like the werewolf and the mummy and things like that. Are those mythical creatures or no?
Well, the It clown, probably not, but.
I think the It clown's more mythical than anything, right? Is he more fantastical than like Frankenstein?
What's the myth? What's the myth? Like a myth is like a story.
Yeah, isn't
or like
it,
a
I'm sure. Well, I
like
don't,
a lore.
I don't watch the It movies because I don't want night terrors. But I'm saying, doesn't he turn into like a scorpion or a
scorpion
or
king
a spider? Scorpion King's a myth.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. I've never seen the movie. I have no idea. Or clown, like scary clown. I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, he's like more than a scary clown. That's like what he embodies. But then he's like a monster.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's pretty overrated. My hot take.
Sorry, I'm reading this like intro paragraph. So we're going to be going off of a list, which is our style sometimes when we do these top fives.
Yeah, take a list and whittle it down into the ordered top five.
Right. And I was trying to see in the intro paragraph if there's any definition of what a mythical creature is, and it doesn't look like it.
I feel like
it comes from folklore, like myths, folklore, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it could be.
It is not in that category.
I'm just saying it could be.
Could just be.
Like Tom Hanks could be the It clown for all we know.
What if he was? That'd be now I'm theory crafting.
That'd be pretty good.
Yeah, so top five mythological creatures.
Is Santa Claus a mythological creature?
No, because he's not a creature, he's a person.
So it can't be a human.
Probably not.
Is Santa Claus a human?
Yes.
Is he?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Dude, haven't you ever seen his origin story?
No.
The fucking stop animation. What's that movie?
I don't know.
Old
Rudolph?
Good
King Wenceslas?
It's like...
Saint Nick?
Saint Nicholas or something. It's like a kid's movie, right? It's like classic.
Yeah, but he has magic.
What's the song? Like what's the song where humans can have magic?
Yeah.
In fiction.
Okay.
100%.
No, that's fine. So, like, the magic is what keeps.
Like,
him.
Is Merlin a creature? No, he's a wizard.
But he's still a myth. Like, isn't like it's like
he's not King a mythological Arthur's. Creature though. He's a mythological character.
So, Lady in the Lake.
Human? Like Hercules is not a creature. You understand?
Hercules isn't human either.
He's half human.
Okay, Zeus isn't human either.
He's not a creature, he's a god.
Gods aren't creatures?
No.
Is the Dragon Ball Z guy a god?
Which guy?
The dragon.
Shenron?
Yeah.
He's... No.
He's not a god.
He's not a god.
See where I'm going with this.
I'm really racking my brain for the Dragon Ball Z lore right now. He's a creature because he was created by, well, oh man, now that Super's out, it gets a little bit more tangled.
Mm.
But originally he was created by the Namekians, the green people.
Uh-huh.
And he's not a god.
Okay.
He's not.
So if you're not human.
So you're saying Shenron's like, should he be on the list, you're saying? Like top five?
Well, yeah. Creatures? Yeah. I don't want to jump the gun. I was just trying to set some ground rules.
He can't grant you any wish. So yeah. That's pretty big.
So is a genie then mythological?
Genie has rules though. Well, Shenron has rules too, but I forget what the rules are. I don't think it's like as strict.
So mythological creatures have to have rules, don't have rules?
Some do. Like a genie has rules. I don't think like I don't think like a centaur has rules. Maybe he has a moral compass.
He has like centaur.
He or she.
Minotaur is the maze.
Minotaur is the maze.
Yeah.
That's I can't believe you would confuse the two.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
They're very different.
I know they are.
Yeah.
One has horns and the other one doesn't.
Well, one has a torso of a person.
One walks on four legs, the other walks on two.
That is also true.
Yeah.
Yep. So anyways.
All right, you want to go down this list?
We're going to go down this
list. We'll figure it out.
I'm pretty sure this list is probably missing a lot of things, so if you think of anything,
okay,
let me know.
Santa Claus? Okay, sorry. Go down the list first, and then we'll see.
All right, number one is a golem.
Yeah.
This comes from the Jewish folklore. The only thing I can picture with a golem is like that one Pokemon where he's like a big rock.
Yeah.
You know, which one's that?
Geodude?
No, it's like the evolved.
Oh.
Or sorry, I can't say Gollum? That. I can't say that. It's the grown-up version.
Grown-up version?
Yeah. Yeah. Gollum?
Yeah, Gollum. it's not Gollum, but Golem.
Golem.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's why I'm probably thinking of him.
It's literally named the same thing. Yeah.
That actually checks out.
Yep.
So I don't know if that's what they look like in Jewish folklore, but I'm just thinking of
I'm
a
not
big
sold.
Rock.
I don't care.
Big rock.
Yeah.
Just big, heavy fucking dude. You don't like that?
No, do you?
A little intimidating.
It's intimidating. I'm sure there are more intimidating mythical creatures out there.
Than it's a like, big
oh, no.
rock?
Oh, rock monster. Always
okay.
like slow.
Let's
and...
put Golem to the side.
You want to put on a maybe list already?
No, I don't want to put it on the maybe. Oh, okay. Let's put it on the, okay, whenever you think a fearsome creature comes, we'll put it against the Golem and we'll see who wins.
Done.
All right. Number two comes from Japanese myth. I probably mispronounced this. The Oni?
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 Yeah.
O-N-I?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one with the mask?
Yeah.
Yeah?
The devils.
Yeah. All right, let me read this just for people who aren't aware. Oni are people who were so truly wicked in their lives that they were transformed into demons in hell. Some were even bad enough to be transformed while still alive! These giant, scary monsters with red or blue skin, horns, and tusks are traditionally the servants of hell. They enact violent punishment on evildoers and will eat just about anything. Little Rui vibes there.
That's my character in D&D who eats everything.
He does. He might be an Oni in the making. blah, blah, blah. While including humans, they eat humans, yeah. So while stories or depictions of anime vary, they are always seen as dangerous and powerful villains. So they're pretty cool. Do they have swords and shit?
I view them with swords.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I mean, they're no match for a rock golem, but...
Exactly, dude. Yeah. Put that against a rock golem. Could it eat a rock golem?
Are we talking the top five most powerful?
No, but I always... Everything, as we talked about previously, everything's a power ranking.
Sure.
You know, even if you try to get away from it, it always comes back to that. Here's
the thing. If
I don't think you're respecting golems.
If Onis were human...
Yeah.
And they're getting transformed into mythical creatures, that's okay?
People who are... Yeah, of course. Because they get transformed into... They're demons.
If you're a god that gets transformed into half a human, that doesn't count?
Who did that?
Hercules.
He didn't get transformed. He was born that way.
No, he wasn't.
What are you talking about?
Didn't he get like some potion poured on him, except the last drop?
That's the fucking Disney version.
Well, that's the only version.
Disney didn't
come up with that?
My bad.
I'm pretty sure Tom Hanks had a word whenever he was Disney and came up with that.
Cheeseburger?
Mythical cheeseburger?
That's an even greater cheeseburger. Yeah. The legendary cheeseburger.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, me neither.
Do you like Onis? Do you want to put them on the
cool.
list?
I think cool. I would put it maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. Let's just kind of flesh out what else is here.
Sure.
Oni versus Golem, though. I don't think...
Oni wins.
You think so?
Yeah.
What makes you say that?
Because they have a sword.
Mm-hmm.
They just... You stab it in the Golem's thing, and then you just start, like, separating the...
Isn't the rock rocks. Types resistant to normal types? Which a sword would be? A sword would be a normal type?
A sword would be a steel type.
Hmm. Isn't it still resistant?
Probably. I don't know.
I mean, either. All right. How about a Cyclops?
Cyclopses are cool.
I disagree.
You disagree?
It's just like...
Is this your rock golem?
Well, yeah, this is my rock golem. Like, why would you have a dude, a big dude, it's like a giant, right? Yeah. Kind of like a giant.
Yep.
They might be related. And I actually don't know. This comes from Greek mythology, by the way. You know what? I'm reading this. Cyclops has created Zeus's thunderbolts. That's pretty fucking incredible. That is pretty good. I will put it on the maybe. Hold on. All right, we're reading this. So, Cyclops lived in isolation, blah, 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 tended to sheep or goat without any government, society, or community. Interesting.
Just want to be left alone.
While scorned for their lawlessness, it was the Cyclops who created Zeus's thunderbolts, Hades' helmet, which made the wearer invisible, Poseidon's trident, and Archimedes' silver bow. I mean, that's OP.
It's a lot.
That's like all the best weapons in Greece. Greece. All right, I'll put them maybe.
All right.
Put them a little maybe. Does a Cyclops beat a golem?
Yeah, with all those weapons? Kidding me?
Doesn't say that they can use them. It just says they made them.
I feel like if you make something, you have to be able to use it.
100% no.
Okay, name something someone can make that they can't use.
A rocket ship.
You can use it.
They don't know how.
What do you mean?
You think the guy who made a rocket ship knows how to fly it?
If you make a rocket ship,
yeah.
I think they would.
Okay, let's scale it back like a plane.
I'm not saying they're going to fly it well.
Like the dudes who make planes aren't pilots.
But they could be.
Anyone could be.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that doesn't mean anything.
Right, but I'm just saying it doesn't say they don't use the weapons. How do you know if the weapons work?
Dude, because Zeus throws a lightning bolt and blows up a city. And he's guys.
It is.
That looked pretty, you know, that felt good.
It is way easier to throw a lightning bolt than it is to fly an airplane.
Dude, no one can throw a lightning bolt except for Zeus.
And possibly the Cyclops.
I don't think that's true.
All right.
Research department. Number four, ogre. This comes from a lot of different folktales. But
is it just an ogre or a Cyclops with two eyes?
They're kind of... You know, a lot of researchers are trying to compile where the origin is. Could be Shrek.
Yeah.
And they're not 100% sure, but it could be Shrek. It actually talks about Shrek in here, which is hilarious.
Do we like ogres?
I'd take a Cyclops over an ogre.
So would I.
Because they fucking...
They're more unique.
...are incredible.
Doesn't tell you about the ogre's political structure, right?
We can talk about the ogre if you want to hear the paragraph.
Give me the cliff notes of the paragraph.
So
I'm a TikTok generation now. I can't be...
Well, it's French in origin, which minus points. And then...
Oh, so it's ogre.
Yeah.
Okay.
The man-eating ancient Estrusian god Orcus. I don't know what that. Anyways, now many of us know ogres from Shrek, obviously. But Shrek is not your typical ogre. Ogres are usually large, tall, and strong with plenty of hair and a huge appetite. They are depicted as either dull or dim-witted or violent. But who knows? Maybe they have layers like an onion.
Hmm.
It all ties together.
Yeah, because of the Shrek movie.
Yeah.
So, like a two-headed ogre? That would be cool.
Isn't that an Entian?
Entian?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. In D&D.
Oh, all right. Well,
D&D's nuts. All right, we'll go past ogre. How about a leprechaun? A little lucky?
I don't like leprechauns. Do you like leprechauns?
No. Irish folklore. I don't know, man. They, you know, mischief.
Yeah, they're crafty. Jokes, they, so. Yeah.
I don't like them, though.
No.
I don't trust them.
We go over them. I don't trust them either.
Pot of gold.
Yeah. Leprechauns. What are the other ones? Little gnomes. Don't like gnomes.
Gnomes are next.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Well, yeah.
Tell me about gnomes.
All right. When like you think of a gnome, you might picture your standard garden gnome, a small, cheerful guardian of flora and fauna.
Yeah.
What's fauna?
Animals.
Okay. In some senses, this depiction isn't entirely incorrect. In European folklore, dwarf-like earth spirits called gnomes guarded underground treasures. Medieval myths depicted gnomes as creatures resembling little old men, often with hunched overbacks.
Yep. Cannot beat a rock golem, so...
You know, here's what I'm thinking, though. If they're fighting a rock golem, they have tunnels underground. They could collapse the rock golem from under himself, trap him.
Could.
You know
what
I mean? You
could also maybe grow flowers out of the rock golem's joints and split the rock golem.
I don't... Where... What?
Is that not a thing?
Growing...
Can you grow flowers out of it?
Oh, no. Okay. Where did that come from?
I don't know. I'm just trying to make the gnome seem cool, and you're telling me they can't do that. So if they can't grow flowers out of a rock golem, what's the point? I'd move on to the next one, personally.
All right, we got goblins.
Yeah. Goblins like treasure, right?
I guess. They're iconic.
Yeah.
I don't really have an affinity for them.
Yeah, neither do I. Okay.
All right. How about fairies?
Yeah. Like a Tinkerbell?
Like a Tinkerbell.
Yeah. I feel like fairies are basically just leprechauns, but smaller and with wings.
That's probably insulting, but
yeah,
I can't argue with it. So, yeah, I don't
know.
Are
they typically good or bad? Like instead of fairy, what's the bad version of fairies?
Like an imp? Like an imp, maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. It's a good pod. I'm just like, nah, this.
Well,
this
I'm
is
trying
stupid.
To read it, and it's, you know, they're magical, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's pretty much like, for example, the Cyclops, I didn't know.
Right.
That they fucking are crazy, crazy OP. But fairies are just typical, like, okay, this is what we... Actually, it says that fairies were usually not depicted with wings.
They're not depicted with wings?
Yeah, it says, generally when we think of fairies, we think of small winged magical creatures. However, fairies were rarely depicted with wings outside of Victorian artwork. In folktales, fairies flew using magic and occasionally caught a ride on the back of a friendly bird. Nice story. Rock golem would absolutely annihilate
the entire
population.
If you need a bird to fly, then...
Yeah, but I like the camaraderie with nature.
Is it a camaraderie, or are they enslaving birds?
No. When we ride a horse, we're not enslaving horses.
We are, by definition, enslaving horses. Yes. No. Are you kidding?
It's a partnership.
No.
Absolutely.
It is a... You don't have a choice,
no,
young horse.
No, no, no. We give them food. We give them a shelter.
Uh-huh.
We give them companionship.
And then we slap some iron to their hooves.
That's so they don't damage themselves.
Well,
get John in here.
Look,
he'll tell you.
They wouldn't
literally
damage themselves if we just leave them alone.
No.
We have machines for that now. We don't need horses.
No.
All right.
I'm telling you, dude.
Look, it's literally called breaking a horse.
Breaking a horse?
You're breaking them.
I'm not breaking
You're literally
them.
Domesticating the horses.
Well, that's different.
How is it different?
It's not.
Okay. I don't care about fairies. If you care, we can put it on the list, but I don't care about fairies, especially the wingless ones.
All right, how about gorgons?
Love gorgons.
I don't know what a gorgon is.
You know Medusa?
Yes. She's a Gorgon?
I believe. So. I mean, keep me honest, but I'm pretty sure.
Another memorable mythical creature from ancient Greece, the Gorgons, such as famous Medusa. Good call.
There we go. Yeah.
Congratulations. Were vicious monsters capable of turning victims into stone with just one look.
Yeah.
The Gorgon's appearance was an interesting mix of beauty and frightening, with their most notable feature being the fact that they have live snakes instead of hair. Gorgon myths are important lessons in not being tricked by beauty alone. Yep. A little lesson in there, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
You learn something, and...
Yeah, Gorgons are strong, maybe. That's pretty unique.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Now, if we're going rock golem test, he's already stone.
Yeah, but... Is it like a is it like an unanimated stone?
No, because he's an animated stone already.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's a good call. I don't know.
We have lots of essays coming in this week about who beats what. Every matchup we're talking about.
One. I don't know.
We should create a 30 ranked
versus
fucking,
thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Can't think of the terminology right now. Bracket.
Sure.
Just have people vote on who would win.
I'd put a Gorgon on the maybe list.
Yep.
All right, let's put it on.
Number 10, mermaid.
Are you going to tell me mermaids don't have fins or something crazy?
Well, let's find out. Mermaids have a unique allure that has captivated people throughout history. Myths of half-human, half-fish creatures can be traced all the way back to Babylon. Similarly, mer people are featured in Syrian, Polynesian, and Greek mythology. While some cultures depicted mermaids as beautiful and romantic, like Irish folklore, mermaids could transform into human form and marry humans, like the Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Sometimes mermaid stories took a more sinister tone where they were capable of foretelling and bringing disaster. So, like, pirates. So, like, I believe in pirate lore.
Yeah.
Seeing mermaids was bad, right?
Because
it means, like, you're in danger.
I guess. The other thing would be, like, sirens, right?
Yeah, it gets you back to your ship.
No, sirens lull you into, like, death.
Oh, mermaids get you back to your ship?
Oh, in the Sea of Thieves? Yeah.
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 Sirens or mermaids?
Mermaids.
Okay.
Sirens just straight up murder you.
I see. In both lore and Sea of Thieves.
And Sea of Thieves.
I gotcha.
That's probably where Sea of Thieves get it from, but...
Nah.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I mean, do you like mermaids? Do you like the idea of dating a mermaid?
Well, I mean, this is the age-old question. How would you fornicate with a mermaid? It seems
you just
a
said
little...
they can turn into a human.
Well, So if I'm in Ireland,
yeah,
and I find a nice Irish mermaid, absolutely.
Does it have to be Irish mermaid?
Yeah, it said.
You think mermaids have Irish accents?
They could if they live in Ireland.
Yeah,
off the coast.
Yeah,
because they probably live in the water. I would assume unless they can. Well, they can transform into humans, like it says. So
how would you know how to talk? Like, do you think mermaid uses the same language as human?
They, you know, yeah, but not underwater, of course.
Yeah. So it's just like, it's just weird. I don't know.
What if they are telepathic?
Might be.
They could be.
Yeah, I think you'd have to be. Isn't Aquaman telepathic?
Yeah, but only to sea creatures.
Yeah. I thought it was
telepathic. So maybe he's actually just speaking mermaidian.
Yeah. Are you sure it's not telepathic to other people as well?
No.
Okay.
He calls the fish to help him.
Yeah,
and the big octopus that always shows up because he's like the only guy who can do damage.
Okay, well,
I'm serious.
No, I believe you. But
read a comic book.
I do, but he's not. He has.
There's
not
always
Irish
a big
accent.
Octopus.
Yeah,
and he's the guy who kind of wrecks things up.
He's the guy that tries the bruiser.
He's the bruiser.
The bruiser,
right?
the Sea World.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Are we allowed to say Sea World?
No.
Is that still a thing? All right.
So you
want mermaid on the list?
I'll do maybe.
All right.
I'll think about it.
I'll put mer people. How about that?
I think that's offensive.
Mer people?
I don't know.
I thought mer person maybe would be less offensive than mermaid.
Wouldn't it be merfolk?
Sure. Merfolk.
I don't know.
Merfolk's in there now. What's next?
Okay. I don't know how to pronounce this. Maybe you can give it a little run.
Oh, okay.
For its money.
Easy. Yeah. Arkabubleris.
One more time.
Acrobumalumumum. Acrobumalumumum is a scorpion man, obviously.
Acra. Oh man, that's fucked.
Tell you what, I got this. Hold on. You go ahead and read what he is, and I will get you a pronunciation.
All right, he's a scorpion man. monstrous creature that originated in ancient Mesopotamia, specifically in Babylonian creation myths. They are a hybrid of scorpion and man, with the body of a scorpion and the face, torso, and arms of a man. I need to think this over. Body of a scorpion. Okay. But the face, torso, arms of a man. Okay, so it's on a bunch of legs.
It's literally Scorpion King.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotcha. While they are terrifying in appearance and were created to wage war against gods, they also stand as guardians and often warn travelers who might be in danger. Interesting.
Grabu Melu.
Did you get that? I don't know if it's coming through here. Hold on, one more time.
Grabu Melu.
That doesn't, yeah, doesn't line up. The what all it, the letters
it
are
it doesn't help you.
Oh my god!
It's a silent AM. No, that seems Agra.
Agra Bame.
Amelu.
Yeah,
Agra Amelu.
Scorpion King. Yeah,
yeah.
It sounds terrifying, and he wages war against the gods. Well, they wage war against the gods.
Yeah,
it's pretty impressive.
I think it's impressive.
I need to see a picture.
The rock.
I need to see a picture.
I can give you a picture of the Scorpion King.
I've seen the Scorpion King.
Yeah. Not super terrifying. He gets beat pretty quickly, I think. Doesn't the mummy beat him?
How do you spell it? A-Q-U-R.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Yeah, here. Use your phonics. Sound it out. A-Q-R-A-B-U-A-M-E-L-U.
Thank you. Scorpion Man. All right, here we go.
Scorpion Man.
Does this tilt the needle?
Yeah, it looks exactly like the Scorpion King. I mean, okay, it's cool
to make sure.
Looking.
Yeah, it's an interesting.
Yeah, we'll put it on the main list.
Kind of terrifying,
come
actually.
Come back to it.
Because it's big. It's big,
how
right?
How do you spell it again?
A-Q-R-A-B-U-A-M-E-L-U.
Okay.
And sometimes Y. Just kidding. Little.
It's missing I and O.
All right, Minotaur.
I like Minotaurs over Centaurs.
Yikes. Centaurs are next. Okay. So,
convince me otherwise.
According to Greek mythology, the Minotaur was offspring of the queen of C-R-E-T-E.
Crete?
Is that actually how it's
C-R-E-T-E?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's different. I feel like I'm getting trapped. Whatever. A majestic bull that came from the sea. Minotaur had a body of a man with the head and tail of a bull. King Midas was so horrified by this creation that he had
Wait a minute. It had a head of a man with the body of a bull?
Had the body of a man with the head and tail of a bull.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So he created a maze called the Labyrinth, built in order to imprison him. So horrifying.
Yeah.
That a maze was made.
Yeah, I mean,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear the centaurs. Let's see if
centaurs are good with like archery, right?
All right. Another human and animal hybrid from Greek legend is the centaur. Centaurs have the body of a horse with the head and chest of a human. While these creatures were widely depicted as wild, there was a centaur named Chiron who possessed great wisdom. Isn't that the guy who got Hercules fucked up?
Chiron?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because I'm pretty sure Hercules shot an arrow.
Yeah.
Poisoned.
Are you talking about Disney again?
No.
Oh.
Isn't
Chiron the
Chiron's the death
boat,
guy.
Yeah, the boat.
Yeah. This is Chiron.
How do you spell Chiron?
C-H-I-R-O-N.
How do you spell Chiron?
I don't know.
C-H-I-R-O-N.
Dude, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know anything.
All right, I'll give you Minotaur.
I think Minotaur is kind of cooler. I feel like he's a little bit more tragic.
Minotaur is one dude, right?
Yeah.
The Minotaur.
It's the Minotaur, yeah.
Not a bunch of centaurs. Yeah.
Right.
I'm down.
Yeah. He's more unique.
All right, how do you feel about fawns?
They're jump at the shark man. Okay. They are okay. What's the other one similar to fawns?
I don't know.
Well, so the fawn is goat men, so body and head and arms of a man.
Yeah.
Goat body.
Yeah.
And then there's one where it's like essentially Seder? The same thing. Yeah, Seder. What's a Seder? So Seder have like horns and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I like Fonz just because of Narnia. Mr. Tumnus.
Thomas?
Tumnus?
Is it Tumnus?
Tumnus.
Are you sure?
I would bet anything you want.
In the world?
And anything in the world.
This is like your favorite character ever.
Mr. Tumnus.
How do you remember that?
T-U-M-N-I-S. Tumnus the Fawn.
I thought it was Thomas.
No.
Sounds more accurate.
I think Thomas might be one of the kids. I don't know.
So you don't know.
I know Mr. Tumnus is not named Thomas.
All right. Like Thomas the Tank Engine.
Is he a mythical creature?
Absolutely. He's a talking tank engine.
Are we being serious? Because we're putting him on the list.
No.
All right.
I don't like fawns. They're weird.
Okay, fine. We don't have to put them on there. I just like Mr. Tumnus.
All right. What about a werewolf?
Werewolves are cool.
Werewolf.
Werewolf?
Werewolf. I'm told that I say wolf weird.
Well, yeah, when you draw attention to it. No, I think werewolves are good. Well, they're bad, but...
I do, too.
I like werewolves more than vampires. I am team werewolf.
I agree. I had to think about it. I agree.
Yeah.
Werewolves are cool. The whole moon thing. They're itchy.
You don't have to have a moon, right? Can't you just turn when you want to?
The full moon may or may not be involved. Depends on what folklore we're talking about.
I thought the moon was like, you don't have a choice, but then beyond that, you have a choice.
It depends what, and there's a lot of different versions.
Okay.
So it really depends.
I choose the version of that one.
Which one?
The one where you can turn whenever you want, but then the moon is
That's OP.
Like,
that's OP, though.
Okay, and vampires aren't? You got to give them a fighting chance.
No, yeah, vampires are weak during the day.
No, they're not. They just sparkle.
No, what
whoa,
are you
wait,
talking
which
whoa,
vampires
whoa,
are you
whoa,
talking
whoa,
about?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hmm?
Whoa.
Are we not whoa. Talking Twilight?
We're talking Twilight.
Yeah.
They're not weak during the day?
No.
Oh.
They just sparkle.
I haven't seen Twilight.
No, well, if you do True Blood, they burst into flames. So there is a
I feel like most vampire lores, they're weak in the daylight.
Yeah, they burn.
Or they're dead in the daylight.
Yeah, they burn. Yeah.
Death by daylight.
Yeah.
So I'd rather be a werewolf.
I agree.
All right.
All right, going on the list.
16, the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah.
Nessie.
I like Nessie. I like having like the idea that they, like, cause I mean like that's like a legend of like, it's not like, oh, there's a bunch of Nessies everywhere. It's like, no, this is like the monster of Loch Ness.
Yeah. Like the Minotaur of
right.
Babylon.
I feel in my mind, I get a little weighted on their
on
side.
On the singular.
Uh-huh.
All right. We can put on the maybe.
You don't like it?
It's a water-based dinosaur.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Out of all of these, don't you
also,
think that
people
it has,
still believe that it's a real thing, right?
Well, that's what I mean.
It's like a Bigfoot situation.
Yeah, but out of all of these so far,
yeah,
Loch Ness Monster
is the best?
Probably the
no,
most. No. Most, oh, this is probably real.
Well, yeah, because no one's seen it.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, like, water is deep.
Hmm. Hmm. Hmm.
Just saying, you don't know. For certain.
Like, I'm with you.
All right.
Well, with you.
Doesn't sound like you're with me.
How about a griffin? A hybrid of a lion and an eagle.
Griffins are cool.
They are cool.
Griffins were in Warcraft, which is where I first learned about griffins. The Alliance rode them.
Yeah, I know. But the Alliance sucks, so.
In Warcraft, like the RTS, they were okay.
The Alliance?
Yeah.
I was a horde kind of person.
Yeah, that checks out.
Yeah, because they're awesome.
The griffins were more powerful than the whatever the orcs had.
Drakes?
Wyverns, I think.
Okay. I was close.
Yeah. Undead had the drakes.
But
fire
orcs are stronger than humans, so it kind of evens out, does it not?
Fire dragons? Ice dragons? I'm sorry. Yes, orcs are stronger than humans by a fair bit.
Would you put griffin on the list? They're cool, but
no,
are they
I
top
just,
five?
Probably not.
What about a phoenix?
I would probably put a phoenix over a griffin just because I think they're unique in that regard.
Yeah, I'd put a phoenix over a griffin.
I feel like they're overused.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they're so cool.
Yeah.
The whole immortal thing.
Yeah. I just think it's been done to death. So it's like, okay, yeah, everyone knows about a phoenix. Woohoo. Like if you said, hey, draw me a phoenix, or hey, draw me a griffin.
Haven't all these been overdone?
I wouldn't say all of them.
100%.
No, the Abba Baloo probably hasn't been.
Scorpion King.
Yeah, one time.
Yeah, but that's enough.
Name another. Well, yeah, but I mean, you've seen Gorgons all over the place. You've seen Cyclopses all over the place.
Yep.
Minotaur's been done on a bunch of things. Like
Golem's a Pokemon.
Yeah.
Literally.
But when you're talking about a Scorpion King, there's only one Scorpion King.
There's the Scorpion King.
Yeah.
I'd say Minotaur's been done to death.
Yeah, I agree.
Like a million times.
I agree.
Like 100 million times.
Look, I didn't put Griffin on the list. I put Phoenix in.
I like the Phoenix, dude. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. I think it's passionate. It's
X-Men.
Yeah, she's probably one of the most powerful X-Men ever.
Yeah.
Like, name a stronger one. Dr. Xavier? I don't know.
Yeah. Professor Xavier?
Is he a doctor?
I don't think so.
He has to be if he's a professor.
I don't think so. I feel like once you're a mutant, you can just kind of call yourself whatever you want. No one's really going to look into it.
Yeah, that's fair. So, like, is Wolverine, like, is he even in the top 10 most powerful characters? Probably not, right? He's terrible, right?
Yeah.
He's awful.
Yeah, the Hulk rips him in half.
The Hulk?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
The Hulk can really rip him in half?
Literally ripped him in half and threw him, so then he had to, like, crawl back to his other body.
He lived.
He lived.
It's terrible.
Yeah, that's fair.
That is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Man. Imagine if, like, the movies were that good.
They couldn't. Ah, Logan was pretty good.
Logan was fantastic. It was rated R. If you did rated R superhero movies, they would be great.
I tend to agree with you, but then, and I haven't watched The Boys yet. I need to. But isn't that essentially the same thing? Where it's like, hey, here's all the superheroes, but it's like rated R. So
yeah, but here, you have to adapt the comic books. Like, they're afraid, like, everyone wants to do their own thing.
Yeah.
Just put your ego down and adapt the greatest comic books ever. Put it on the big screen.
Yeah, but then people are too scared for that.
What do you mean?
Well, what's a good comic book that they put on the screen that, like, worked?
What do you mean? They don't put comic books on the screen. They are inspired by it.
That's what I mean. They're too scared to do it because it'll ruin it. The only one that I know of that they actually put on the screen fairly faithfully was The Killing Joke, and then they added a bunch of extra stuff.
That was terrible.
They just ruined it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they haven't done it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So what are you saying?
I don't know. I'm saying what's next on the list.
Basilisk. Basilisk.
Remind me what that is.
It's the big snake from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I'll read the paragraph.
So it's not the world serpent.
In European legend, it's not. The Basilisk is a serpentine creature who, much like the Gorgons of Greek myth, can kill with one look. One hit kill. OP. Mm-hmm. Needs nerfed immediately. Basilisks, sometimes called the kings of serpents, are featured in literature, including works by... Oh, fuck.
Shawshank?
Yep. And Leonardo da Vinci. I know that one.
Yeah.
As well as religious texts, such as the Bible. Ever hear of it?
Yes.
It was hypothesized that basilisks could be killed by subjecting them to the odor of weasels, griffin's tears, or seeing its own reflection.
Well, that's the same as Gorgon, right? That's how you could beat a Gorgon, put its own reflection.
No, I think he just used the shield so it didn't look at the Gorgon, and then he chopped her head off.
Oh.
I think Gorgons are weak to decapitation.
Most things are, I would just say. Except
Hydras, which we will get to.
Okay.
Spoiler. I'm down for the Basilisk. Those things are fucking terrifying.
Over a Gorgon? Or you think there's a world where we have both on the list?
There's a world where we have both on the list.
Wow.
One hit kill? You look at it, you're dead?
Right.
You don't even turn to stone. Actually, maybe turning to stone's worse.
I think so.
Bro, it's a big snake.
Yeah, I don't like snakes.
Tunnel snakes.
Snakes are bad.
Little Fallout reference. All right. Unicorn.
Talk about something that's been done to death.
Yeah.
Give me a bicorn.
Bicorn?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's probably just like a cow.
I don't I don't know what you're saying.
It's like two horns.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyways, apparently if you drink from a cup made out of unicorn horn,
you go straight to hell.
You would be protected from poisons.
Oh.
Yeah. Little
interesting. Little so it's worth hunting bonus. Unicorns.
Yeah, I guess so.
Just murdering unicorns.
Yeah. They heal people.
Yeah.
All right, we don't have to put unicorns, man.
Do you like unicorns?
Yeah, I do like unicorns.
I'll put them on the list.
No, we don't have to. You don't like
it's
it.
It's fine. No, you put a basilisk.
It's not
going to
make it.
I think a unicorn's better than a basilisk.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
All right. 21, dragon.
Dragon. Has to be on the list, right?
No.
What?
I hate dragons.
Why?
I think they're done, overdone. Everything wow. has a dragon.
Yeah.
Everything has a dragon.
Yeah.
They're lame.
You know
they're
what?
Not cool.
You
they're
know
not
what
inspired.
Literally destroys everything on this list is a dragon.
No.
A dragon could eat everything on this list.
Not a golem.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
It would melt a golem.
No, it would not.
It would melt it. It
rock would be, is it, strong against
it's,
fire.
It's liquid magma.
No. No.
After the dragon comes in, it just stomps on
golem,
it.
Golem, easy.
Oh my gosh. I'm putting on a list. We have to re-talk about this later. I'm overruling you on that one.
You can't overrule me on that.
I'm overruling you. We're putting on the list. We'll talk
how?
About it.
How?
Because a dragon?
Dragon.
A dragon.
You haven't even presented a good argument.
They are huge. They are wise. Okay. They have a bunch of different types. So it's not just fire.
Mm-hmm.
You can do the acid, which would probably destroy that rock. You could do the water, which would destroy the rock, or the ice, or the electricity. There's a ton.
Never seen electricity dragon.
There's like a electric drake.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
All right.
They fly. They hoard a bunch of treasure. They're probably the wealthiest of all of these. Maybe the leprechaun beats them out, but I think the dragon can
the no,
grab
I think the gnome
stuff
might
more.
Beat them out because they protect the treasures of the earth or whatever.
or whatever. Yeah, but a dragon could probably wipe out all the gnomes.
All right. I am, of course, trolling Dragonborn.
I hope so.
I wanted you to feel what it's like just for once to be completely ridiculous. All right. Bigfoot. I hate Bigfoot. I think Bigfoot's the stupidest shit ever made.
Yeah.
I think he's not real. I think he's dumb.
So you, yeah. I mean, Loch Ness Monster, I think, is
100%,
way cooler than
100%,
Bigfoot.
Dude.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I'd rather believe in a dinosaur than a Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, believe in a dinosaur?
Yeah.
Oh, like Nessie. I got you. Okay.
Like dinosaurs, if they were real, that would be sweet.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
If they existed and whatnot, yeah.
All right. Chimera?
Chimera's okay.
So, yeah, lion merged with a goat and a snake.
Yeah. I feel like somebody that was like making up something was literally just looking around, just...
Well, I think in the lore, it was like a wizard was fucking around with things.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And kind of made one. Whoops. I'd put it on the maybe. I think it's cool. All right. How about a Hydra? We talked about it already.
Yeah. Hydras are...
I think Hydras are easy, fucking sweet.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Cut off a head. Two more replace it.
Two more grown in its place. Yeah,
Hail
Hercules slayed it. Oh, wait.
Hey,
easy.
Can I not say that?
I don't know.
That's not like a Nazi thing, right?
No.
Hydra was Nazis.
Well, yes, but no.
But they were like worse.
Technically, Hydra predates Nazis in the
That's
comics.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Okay.
Wasn't so it like one of the Celestials or something?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it was like one of the gods or some shit.
You're way too far down the comic rabbit hole.
I'm telling you, it's what it was.
Nah, you're a nerd.
Someone give us an essay. Dude, you're a nerd.
they're too busy writing the essay on why dragons beat all of these.
They're actually still writing the essay on why Zerg beat something.
Are Zerg
mythological creatures?
Yeah.
Yes.
Seems right.
Yes. Zombie, 25.
I don't like zombies.
Me neither.
Okay.
I don't know.
Talk about over. Oh, zombies the most overdone thing?
Yeah, the zombies. I will meet you there. Zombies
in modern day, maybe.
Overdone.
What else?
The Pontianak. I don't know what that is.
Pontiac?
Yeah, Pontiac.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that how you pronounce it?
The Pontianak.
Pontianak. It's a ghost story.
I don't like ghosts.
And from Indonesia. Female spirit of a woman who died while pregnant. That's horrible. Is a pale creature with long, dark hair, red eyes, and while objectively frightening, she can transform into a beautiful woman to prey on men. Fantastic. She is said to appear at the full moon and feast on the bodily organs of her victims.
Huh. I'll skip that one.
Yeah.
I don't
pretend good. Like that doesn't exist.
Yep.
Banshee.
Kind of the same thing.
Jesus Christ.
Banshees scare me.
Well, okay. So Banshee is a female spirit as well, said to appear preceding the death of a loved one. She will wail or shriek to warn family members of the coming disaster. Physically, descriptions of Banshees vary from 1 foot tall old women to young women in the family who died at a young age. So I guess it's a
1 foot tall old women.
That's what it says.
Oh, man.
Yeah. A Banshee seems to be a good thing. Sort of.
Not, I mean, they scream at you and attack you.
Before, they don't attack you. They warn you of a coming disaster.
Yeah, I guess it depends on it. So, like, Banshees are in Warcraft.
Yes.
And they killed this elf and literally rezzed her to be a Banshee.
It seems
tortured.
More like a wraith, yeah. Does it not?
Is it a wraith?
That's what wraiths do. They kill people and transform them into wraiths.
I could be wrong. I don't know.
You're probably right. It was a Banshee. I'm just saying that fits the description of a wraith.
Could be both.
No, it can't.
Why not?
Can you be a human and a dog?
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. The Diebuck. It's a ghost.
Classic. Yeah. Classic Diebuck.
Another Jewish folktale. It's a dislocated soul of a dead person, which then possesses a living human. Derived from the Hebrew for cling, like clinging, I guess. This malevolent spirit is said to only depart from its host once it has achieved some sort of goal, allowing it to pass on.
Interesting.
That is fascinating. So, could be a good or bad goal, right?
Yeah.
So, it could come down, possess you, and then when it's done murdering 1,000 people, it has completed its goal.
Yeah.
And then you wake up in jail.
Yeah. On the hangman's noose.
On the hangman's
thing. I don't know. It's
interesting.
It's interesting.
Yeah. 29 Vampire.
I like vampires.
I don't.
Okay.
They creep me out.
Yeah.
They're pale.
Yep.
They're
I like the whole
long,
living forever
long
thing.
Teeth.
I dig that.
Long teeth.
Yeah. Sharp teeth.
And they bite you.
They're not super long. Gah! They're like fangs.
Right in the bop. Right in the neck.
The bop neck.
The boom neck.
Okay.
We gotcha.
They don't have to be on there.
That'd be
I feel
hemmy.
Like we're going to get some hate mail, but that's okay.
Why?
I feel like there's a lot of people that like vampires.
Can you have werewolves and vampires on the same list?
I think you could.
I don't think you could.
Okay, well then werewolves win.
I'd take both of them over dragons.
You got it. No, you troll. Like there's no.
All right. Boogeyman is the 30 spot.
Yeah, okay, but the Boogeyman.
Yeah, me neither. I don't even know what a boogeyman looks like.
No one does until you die.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. But how do we know it's a man?
Because it's called Boogeyman.
No one's seen him.
Yeah.
So it could be a dog.
Yeah, but boogie dog doesn't actually. That does kind of roll off the tongue.
Boogie dog. Boogie sounds dog. Sweet, though.
Yeah. It's like the cool boogeyman.
Sounds like you want a party.
It's kind of like the New Yorker.
That the dog York has boogeyman. Sunglasses, but the boogie dog?
Yeah.
There's 100%.
Something there. We can make it like a children's book called The Boogie Dog.
The first thing I think of is a dog with sunglasses.
I guarantee
sunglasses.
It's already been done. Hold on, I'm looking it up now.
All right.
It's a thing.
You're probably right.
How do you spell boogeyman?
Boogeyman.
Wait, Boogey.
Why?
Why? Boogie
dog. Dog.
Boogie dog. Here we go. There is a boogie dog on Twitch. So go to twitch.tv/boogiedog. plays a lot of VR chat, Beat Saber, and Valorant.
That's dangerous. Don't go to boogie dog. That's dangerous. That's how we get canceled.
Yeah.
Boogie dog
There's
might be
boogie
a weirdo.
The dog, boogie dog, boogie dog bone. Lynn Ryan. whose name is Boogie Dog on Pinterest.
So
shout out to Lynn.
Is there any other mythical creatures that you can think of?
That was the last one
that we need to add. That was number 30. Yeah.
So when we talk dragon,
okay,
are we talking like wyverns and all that jazz?
I guess.
Are they just kind of all the same thing?
They're technically not. I think of like standard dragon.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I agree. I think the standard dragon is like the cool dragon, like the four legs and the wings and stuff.
Yeah. 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about satyrs. I don't care too
we
much about
them. We kind of did. They're like fawns.
Yeah. It wasn't on the list. So I was just like, man.
I don't give a shit about.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I really, really, really don't.
Mythical creatures. What else? I don't know. Do you think of anything else? I mean, that's...
No, I have no idea.
Just dinosaurs, maybe?
Well,
there's not, you know, a mythical creature.
Well, we have the Loch Ness Monster, which is the greatest
What
dinosaur.
About the mummy?
Yeah, mummy's not on here.
Yeah. How do you have a vampire, but you don't have, like...
Mummies are real.
Yeah, but, like, living mummies?
No, but mummies are real.
Yeah.
It's like a real thing.
What about like so like fairies and fae and all that stuff? That's all the same thing.
Yeah,
Allens.
Allens. We're going D&D now.
Yeah, those are mythical
creatures. Yeah, yeah. Genies.
I like genies a lot.
Yeah, they're okay.
I think that should be on the list.
If it's Robin Williams, yeah it's fantastic.
It's the best genie.
He is the best genie.
That's what I mean.
Okay.
So it's the best version of the mythical
creature. We have a lot of maybes, I'm telling you. It's going to be tough.
I'm going to put Genie on there, and then we can start running down what we have.
All right.
So we have the Onis, Cyclops, Gorgon, Merfolk. Can we just get rid of the Scorpion King?
Yeah.
Okay, we're just going to get rid of the Abba Abba Boo Boo. Minotaur, Werewolf, Loch Ness Monster, Phoenix, Basilisk, Unicorn, Dragon, Hydra, Chimera, Genie.
Yeah, we have too many things. All right.
Chimera, I could see leaving.
Chimera?
Yeah.
Okay.
What about the Sphinx?
Sure.
No.
I don't care. I just care about it.
Do a little quick shout out to it.
Okay.
What about Cerberus?
That's
we're starting to get into
Cerberus is
three.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. I don't care about it. I'm just saying.
He's cool.
Yeah. I'm fine getting rid of Nessie if you hate cute dinosaurs live in Loch Ness.
I didn't say I hated Nessie.
Okay. Do you want to
I'd take Cerberus over Nessie.
Really?
Yeah. Three-headed dog that guards Hades? That's pretty nuts.
Isn't that like a god though? Cuz like then you get into like Pegasus and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, I don't know. That's a good point. He's not a god though.
He's not, but he's part of that mythology.
Okay, we'll...
With, you know, we're literally saying mythical creatures. I guess that makes sense.
Well, Pegasus is a thing too, right?
It is. That's what I'm saying. You have Pegasus, you have like harpies.
Yeah. Yeah, don't those count?
Yeah.
Okay.
They count. I don't know if I want them on the list, but...
I wouldn't want harpies on the list, but...
Yeah.
You gotta count.
Yeah.
So Cerberus counts?
If you want to, we could put it on. We put it...
Well, let's see what else we got.
Worst things on other lists.
So dragon goes on the list.
Let's just start with the obvious. Dragon is on this list.
Dragon's on the list.
Phoenix on the list?
Minotaur on the list.
Okay. Yeah. I'm with you. Gorgon?
This is where I'm torn. Gorgon's good, but the Basilisk is also good. Is Phoenix on the list? I think Phoenix is on the list.
I think so.
Phoenixes are crazy.
Yeah.
Feni? Phoenix?
No, just one Phoenix. It's just the same Phoenix, just dying and resurrected.
Really?
No. It's multiples.
Okay.
So you prefer Basilisk. I prefer Gorgon.
Yeah.
Do we care about Onis?
We have two spots, right?
Yeah, we have two spots. Do we care about Onis at all?
Onis were cool, but... I don't know how much you like them.
I don't. Okay. They're evil.
Well, all of these things are evil.
Yeah, that's true. Do we care about Cyclops?
Yes.
Cyclops is cool. Okay. Werewolves.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to have to...
You see where the problem lies?
Yeah, I see where the problem is. Loch Ness Monster?
No.
Just coming back to that. All right, we'll take that off.
Take it off.
I'm fine
take
with that
off.
One. Take that Unicorns? Off. Overrated?
Nah, I get it off.
Yeah. See a unicorn... you don't think that a Hydra beats a Basilisk?
Yeah, Hydra beats a Basilisk. But does a Hydra beat a Gorgon?
Well, I'm just trying to get Basilisk off the list, so I feel like that's easy.
All right, well, then take Gorgon off the list.
You really hate Medusa that much, huh?
I mean, who likes Medusa?
Isn't a Gorgon, like, isn't that like a body of a snake, too?
No.
Aren't some versions of Medusa is literally like the body of a snake, the sexy bits of her human chest, and then snake head?
Not that I've seen.
Oh, okay. I'll take Gorgon off the list. That's fine.
We don't have to.
No.
Do you want Hydra or Gorgon? Do you want Hydra or Gorgon?
I would probably take a Hydra over Gorgon.
Me too.
I don't know if that's like a, they could only be one, but
me too.
So we have Minotaur, Phoenix, Dragon, and Hydra on the list. We have Cyclops, Merfolk, Werewolves, and Genies.
You want Genies?
Out of those, I think Genies are pretty good. I'll give you Genies or Merfolk.
I want Cyclops. They made the strongest weapons ever. That's broken, dude. I didn't even know that.
Do you like Phoenix more than a Cyclops?
Yeah, probably. All right, we can do Genie.
I would take the Phoenix out and put a Cyclops on here.
No, I won't do that.
You won't do that?
That's ridiculous.
I would say I can't do that. That would be the only one I could take.
Genie's going on.
I could see making the case that the Cyclops beats out a Minotaur. Or does Minotaur have to be on there?
I like the fact that it's a singular person.
Yeah.
Or a creature.
Yeah, can't be a person.
Can't be a person.
Yeah.
All right, Genie's going on. I'm telling you, it's okay.
All right, Minotaur.
I've resigned myself to the fact that I'll never win another argument.
You could win. I'm giving you Cyclops. I listed out all of this.
I don't want Cyclops
anymore. You like Cyclops that much more than Genie, I can.
I resent them now.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Minotaur, Phoenix, Dragon, Hydra, and Genies.
Yep.
Genie's number five.
Phoenix, Minotaur, Wait, you didn't say Centaur, did you?
No, Minotaur, Phoenix, Dragon, Hydra, Genie.
You want Genie 5?
I would put Minotaur 5. I'd even put Phoenix 5.
You hate Phoenix.
Phoenix, I can take or leave.
You're way too low on the Phoenix. Phoenix probably are cool. They're very cool.
They are cool.
No, you're too low on it, though.
What do they do? So they resurrect.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yep.
Beyond that.
They are sweet. They're okay. Awesome.
A genie can literally do anything.
Yeah, but genies are dicks.
They can be. We're taking the best version of a genie.
Well, Robin Williams.
Yeah. So you're telling me Robin Williams doesn't come in and just make you light up?
He does make me light up.
All right, well. I'm just putting it out there.
It's a fair point. I'm looking for...
The only thing Phoenix does is like, oh no, I'm just constantly on fire and burning and dying, and then I die and I resurrect to do it all over again. If anything, it's very tragic.
The Phoenix represents immortality, eternity, and resurrection.
Yeah.
More important than wishes. Material things.
I don't think so. I'm all about the material stuff.
Well, that's because you fall short.
Apparently.
All right,
so we're saying Genie's number 5.
No, we can do... I do Minotaur number 5.
Minotaur number 5.
Yeah.
Genie number 4.
Yeah.
Phoenix number 3?
Yeah, because you're not going to let it higher than that.
No.
Hydra 2 then?
I do Hydra 2.
Is the Hydra 2 high?
I don't think so, personally.
Okay.
I think Hydra, honestly, you could probably make a case where Hydra is like, Hydra's pretty good. How big are Hydras compared to dragons?
Smaller than dragons?
Are they?
Probably.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Dragons are one. Like, that's not even a question, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's just two. They're two. You want to talk about OP. Dragons
OP.
Are OP. Yeah.
OP.
I don't think there's anything on the list that a dragon just can't eat, step on, or burn.
Well, it's not even the fact that they beat everything because it's technically not the most powerful, but it helps. But they're also just cool.
Yeah, well, I like the whole like different
diverse
types
and they're just the best.
Wise, and they can talk to you and stuff too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So number 5, we have Minotaur. Number 4 is a genie / Robin Williams. Number 3 is Phoenix. Number 2 is Hydra, and number 1 is Dragon.
Easy. That was the easiest list we ever put together.
I don't know about easiest list ever, but it was not challenging.
That was cakewalk.
Yeah.
All right, that's all we got.
That's it.
So
that we ended right on an hour.
Thanks for checking us out. Look us up at Couch Code Games on Twitter, or go to couchcompany.games for everything else, really. Same time, same place next week. Thanks for joining us on the couch. Peace.